The crib listing. Barely used, must go. One hand typing barely used, must go. The other hand refusing to let go of a onesie you'll never sell. You caption the photo efficiently, barely used, smoke-free home, must go, and hit post with the brisk competence of someone closing a chapter on schedule. In the same 15 minutes, you'll find yourself in the closet, holding a onesie so small it barely qualifies as clothing, and you will not list that. You will never list that. It goes back in the box, folded with more care than the actual furniture got. The death card was never about endings, only about transformation. The crib has to go for the next size to arrive, and the grief and the practicality can absolutely occupy the same afternoon. Let both be true today. You're allowed to be ruthless about the furniture and sentimental about the fabric, sometimes in the very same breath. What may cross your path? A marketplace listing for outgrown baby gear could get written, photographed, and posted with unexpected efficiency. One tiny, impossibly small item of clothing might get quietly rescued from the donation pile at the last second. You could tear up over an onesie while simultaneously negotiating $5 off a stroller with a total stranger. A messaged buyer's still available might land with more emotional weight than it has any right to. Let the practical and the sentimental coexist. You don't have to choose between clearing the room and grieving the stage. Your mantra, I can let the crib go and still keep what mattered.